New York City coronavirus cases soar to 3,615. By Joshua Kaplan on March 19, 2020. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., announced at a Thursday press conference that the city now has 3,615 positive cases of the Chinese coronavirus and 22 deaths. 1,030 cases are in Brooklyn, 980 in Queens, 976 in Manhattan, 436 in the Bronx, 165 in Staten Island, said the mayor. The new tally is up from 1,971 cases announced earlier today. De Blasio's press briefing comes after he attempted to clarify his position on a possible shelter-in-place order, which was swiftly shot down by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., in an effort to tamper down possible public panic. "For anyone who wants to get educated, it's quite a clear model," said the mayor. "I want to be explicit. I'm talking about the San Francisco model. It is not the same thing as closing the bridges, closing the borders." De Blasio also dismissed claims that a cluster of coronavirus cases have been detected in Borough Park, Brooklyn. "There is no cluster in New York City at this moment," he stated. "In terms of something that would equate to a cluster, the prime example we would have is New Rochelle. The health commissioner says we have none in New York City." New York City is expected to receive $1.38 billion in federal funding, but de Blasio warns the figure falls short. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority, MTA, citing a massive drop in riders, has requested a $4 billion bailout alone from the federal government. "It's hugely important, but it's only the beginning," the mayor said. "Right now, we have immense expenses that we're having to address with declining revenue. It's a very tough time. The city government is trying to do more and more with fewer and fewer resources."